Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor to Aetna, Pennsylvania, with Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, and the New York Post. Aetna, Pennsylvania is entirely recognizable to those of us who grew up in the Keystone State, as I did. This is a small town with a post office that was probably built around the time of FDR's New Deal, or thereupon, hanging American flags in the middle of summer, and they stay up until Labor Day till we go back to school. At the same time, Aetna, Pennsylvania represents the glimpse of where we are in the national elections via the midterm elections, via the local elections for the legislature in Harrisburg. Selina, a very good evening to you. This feels like a conversation I never had as a child, but listening to my grandfather have this conversation, because he was a ward leader in Narberth, Pennsylvania, meaning that his job was to go out and talk to people, especially around the post office. You talked to Lori Mizgorski, who already represents the 30th legislative district in Pennsylvania, and she is aiming for the Pennsylvania Legislative Senate. What is she learning about campaigning in 2022 with the pandemic, with the fear of recession, with the heat, and of course, with the war in Europe? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. You know, she's listening to what people are concerned about. And it is those national issues of inflation and, you know, rising food, even the supply chain issues, all those things that are impacting people's daily lives. But then even more granular, things like roads and bridges and bus transportation, education funding, all those things that impact you on a daily life in your community. These are not the sexy, the national issues, right? These aren't these polarizing issues. These are bread and butter issues that people want, problems that people want someone to hear and to try to solve.
Yes, the Aetna, Shaler, Aspinwall, Sharpsburg, Upper Lawrenceville, these are the towns where the campaign will be won or lost. And the concern is with funding, with local community funding. I'm noting in some of the statistics you're reporting that the votes in these small towns are completely discontinuous with national trends. The president goes one way and these towns go another. So it tells me that something else is apparent here, the culture. You call these working class neighborhoods intertwined, nice word, with cozy suburbs. So are these purple districts? Are these split votes? What can we say about the general tenor of these districts as Lori Mizgorski campaigns?
They are purple districts. More so with national politics, meaning presidential elections, but also with local elections, they'll go back and forth between Democrat or Republican representing them. They're interested in the person who will listen to them and doesn't get caught up in national issues or gets caught up in national politics, but stays focused on why the community elected them. The reason someone would lose this race is because they got caught up in whatever their party is doing, and or their party has such a negative vibe to it that voters are rejecting the status quo.
Yes, you spoke with State Senator Devlin Robinson and State Representative Rob McCurry. They're all from the North Hills seat. They're also talking. Do they go door to door? Is that out of date now?
Both of them. It's really interesting. Both of them won seats. Both of their seats that they won. One is a state senator. One is a state rep. They won those seats because they're both Republican. They stayed away from national politics in 2020 and focused on local issues. They were both expected to lose in a big way in 2020. And it turns out the opposite happened. They won in a big way because they did those things like we are talking about in going door to door and going to the community parish festivals and county fairs. And walking up to people and asking them, you know, what are your concerns? What's going on in your neighborhood? What's going on in your community?
The concerns that in the neighborhood that I lived in, it turns out, as I read about it years later, was the school board and also damaged streets that haven't been fixed by the local county or municipality, and also building a new firehouse or collecting money for the firehouse. Is that out of date? Am I wandering down Jimmy Stewart land here and not in the 21st century?
No, that's very current issues. Those are very important issues that are going on right now. Those things never change. And that's what's going on. The current state senator, her name is Lindsay Williams. She has gotten herself caught up into Pennsylvania's version of the squad. And she has early in her role as a state senator was participating in protests and sort of, out there shouting what the Democrats want the most. Now, she's trying to pull that back in the past couple months. However, I'm not quite sure that that voters will be patient that voters will trust that she won't get caught up in that again.
The Senate race. You also cover the Senate race. This is an open seat. Mr. Toomey's departing. And on the Republican side, the candidate in a close-fought primary was Mr. Oz. On the Democratic side, it's the very popular Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Fetterman. The questions are, how are they conducting their campaign? I see that Oz is campaigning door-to-door, much like Ms. Gorski and McCurry. But the Fetterman campaign has been a mystery. I saw recently they raised a great deal of money online. However, it turns out they're conducting the whole campaign online. That's discontinuous with how Fetterman has campaigned in the past, I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah. So one of the things that are very was very appealing about John Fetterman is that he was out there. He was going into those small towns and suburbs and rural areas and listening to voters and connecting with them. He's been unable to do that since his stroke in May. No one has seen him outside of his small circle of family and a couple of staffers. He hasn't been able to go to the towns like he did before during his primary race. And the ads that he has running on TV currently are ones that he made before the primary, before the stroke. And so that is the challenge for him. He is running his race completely on Twitter and going outside of his usual persona. It's a snarky, attitude. He's focusing on Oz and New Jersey. And while that's fair game, Dr. Oz is from New Jersey. Some voters have said to me that this is a very serious election and they want him to focus on those serious issues and not mocking or making fun of his opponent. Fetterman's campaign has had airplanes fly over the Jersey Shore, welcoming Oz home. They have enlisted Snooki from a show called The Jersey Shore. I think it's an old MTV it's not on anymore, to talk about New Jersey. And it's not sitting well with the people who were drawn to his economic populist message.
Yes, as I recall, he comes from a town that's been beaten up over these last decades. Braddock is my memory. And his strength as a candidate when he ran for lieutenant governor against the odds is that he cared about the firehouse and the school board and the street that hasn't been fixed. Do I remember correctly?
Yes. And now he's coming across as, for lack of a better description, a mean girl on social media. And it's not, first of all, it doesn't just fit his persona. But it also just doesn't address the issues that voters that are drawn to him are concerned about, like inflation, like opportunity, like being able to get the roads and bridges fixed. Now, maybe this is his summer persona. We don't know. This is an upside down world that we are in Pennsylvania in terms of conventional wisdom in this state. So I my best guess is stay tuned.
Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.